Welcome back to the latest episode of the 5 Foot Five and Growing podcast. This is your girl, Christine. It is January 29th, 2023. Happy New Year, everybody. How has everybody been? Man, it's been a long time since I had an episode. I think my last episode was October of last year. So much has gone on. Sorry for the people who listened frequently. You know, life was lifing pretty hard, and it was pretty dark for a while there. So, yeah. Quick recap since my last episode. My nephew moved into with the house with me and my mom. That has not gone particularly well, despite my best efforts. I've had a few mental breakdowns that I've had to somehow work through on my own. I've lost a few pounds. I got my A1C down to 5.7, which is literally the lowest on the scale for pre-diabetes. So if I get it below 5.7, I will not technically be categorized as diabetic. Yeah. Spent some time away for Thanksgiving by myself at the casino. Didn't go how I planned. Christmas, I had a foot infection from a cat scratch, or several cat scratches on the same foot. That was pretty damn painful. Our pipes froze the weekend of Christmas Eve and Christmas. So the only water that worked in the house was in the basement, which there's only a sink, in the kitchen, which there's only a sink. So we couldn't shower all weekend. That was fun. And my nephew's cat now currently lives with us, thus the one that scratched me. And my mom doesn't like him because he's black. Yes. Yes, I said it. So that's basically most of everything. Oh, I started to go to bingo with my best friend. And I like it. She won the first time we went together, but we haven't won since. But I'm hoping that'll change this year. We haven't gone. We went on MLK Day because they had an MLK special, but we didn't win. We came close a bunch of times. So that's the abridged version of the recap. It's going to be a short episode today because it's 12:30 on AFC and NFC Championship Sunday, and I want to try to knock this out and do dishes before my mom comes home from church. So, where to start for the short version? That's my co-host there. So this year, I don't want to be fat anymore. And I know if you've listened to numerous episodes previously, that's been my mantra for a while now, but honest to God, I truly don't. So this year I'm truly dedicating it to changing and doing the right things. Now, granted, full disclosure, I am going to eat chicken wings for dinner today, but that's only because it's Championship Sunday. I promised myself to give up chicken wings until the Super Bowl. However, since my team, Buffalo, lost last week, I'm going to change that rule and have chicken wings today. Just let me have it. Just let me have it. I changed my eating habits. I gave up soda. I don't eat fast food, unless you count Chipotle, which I don't. I have the occasional soda. And it's usually ginger ale, which I don't count as soda. I've been meal prepping. I got my blood work done a couple weeks ago. Mostly everything was relatively normal with the exception of my cholesterol, but that's not fair because the night before I had... What did we have? We had something fattening for dinner the night before as a family. So I'm going to factor that in. Anywho, so my blood work's pretty good. I'm almost down. My A1C being 5.7 brought tears to my eyes. It was 6 back in September, 6.1. So I got it down to 5.7 in what, 4 months, give or take. Last April 1st, I had a hysterectomy. And before I had my surgery, I was 310 pounds or so, about a week and a half or so before my surgery. I got down to 300 the morning of my surgery. And I weighed in the other day and I'm down to 272. And that's not with a lot of exercise. I did some walking in the summertime when I finally went back to work. That was like end of July, early August. But after that, I haven't done much exercising. I lifted weights the first time on Thursday, and it was just some arms, and I did like 20 squats just to see if I could do it, which I did. My arms are still sore, and all I did was like 30 reps of 15s. Yeah, but I have my spin bike and I have my weights and I have all the makings of a home gym. I created a home gym in a basement when my nephew moved in so we could both use it, but it didn't work out that way, especially when the cat moved in and kind of took over the basement. So I've moved 80, 90% of everything upstairs to my bedroom again, except for the heavy bag. Yeah, I guess he can keep that down there. So I'm gonna start riding on the spin bike. I brought a fitness journal where I'm gonna track my fitness. And I wrote a bunch of goals out. I've always wanted to see Jill Scott. Go back to season one, 2019, I think. Somewhere around maybe October or September, I had an episode about this. I love Jill Scott. I think she's awesome. Musically, and then like as a person, physically, she's kind of like we have the same body type frame, sort of look-ish. She exudes a sex appeal that's not Megan Thee Stallion sex appeal. Like it's that grown sexy woman appeal. Not that Megan Thee Stallion is not grown and sexy and a woman, but like a grown adult over 40 woman. That's the sex appeal that Jill Scott has. I want that because I'm also over 40 now, even though I don't feel like it, nor do I act like it. But I've wanted that for a while, ever since her 2011 album, The Light of the Sun, where she lost a bunch of weight and she cut her hair. And, ooh, it's one of her best albums. Actually, all her albums are good. Anywho, I, for what, 11, 12 years almost, I've wanted to be that. And I just never really put forth all the effort and fixed enough emotionally to get to that point. And I've never seen her in concert. She has not gone on tour at all since COVID. She released some concert dates in November, December, and I lost it at work, and I was like, I'm going. I'm going. I'm buying two tickets. Me and my friend, I hope we're going. We're going. I'm gonna find a show. We're gonna go. If I can find multiple shows, we're gonna go to multiple shows. We're going. 2022 sucked balls, and I'll get into that on a different episode. But it sucked major balls. I lost one of my best friends. I had a hysterectomy. I had a couple of nervous breakdowns. My family sucks at times to the point where I literally wanted them to just leave. Yeah. So I'm thinking 2023 has got to be a much better year. And in order for that to be a better year, we're gonna do some stuff because we haven't really lived a ton because COVID. So I bought the tickets. I didn't tell my friend about the tickets until last week. He didn't sound as excited as I thought he would. That hurt my feelings a bit, quite a bit actually. But you know what? I'm gonna press through it because we're going. And if he lets me down, I swear to God, that's it. But knowing I'm going to that concert in May, May 6th to be exact, that gives me, I think today is the 29th, that gives me like 97, 96 days until May 5th. So I'm trying to lose somewhere around 40 to 50 pounds between now and the concert. It's a big goal. It's a big, big goal. I know. I know. I agree. I made a spreadsheet. I'm keeping track of my weight, body fat percentage, and my BMI according to my scale at home. Every month I have goal to lose somewhere between 12 and 14 pounds to reach my goal. I started the year at 276.8 or something like that. Literally on January 1st. Like I said the other day, I weighed in at 272. I got down last week or the week before to 268.8, but I was sick. I was sick for a week. So, like, the office. Like seven people at the office have been sick this month of January, me included, twice actually. So I think that helped with the getting down to 268. But I did cry. I did cry when I saw that on the scale. And somehow it ballooned up to like 274 the next day when I weighed in. And I didn't eat anything. Anywho, so my goal for January was to get down to 269.9. I have two more days to go, and the chicken wings today is probably not gonna help. Neither were the pancakes I had for breakfast this morning. But you know what? I don't even call it a cheat day. It's just, even God took a day off. You know what I'm saying? So, but I've been up since 5 this morning. I made breakfast. I did my meal prep. I baked chicken thighs in the oven. I made some yellow rice, yellow lime rice. And I'm gonna prep my smoothies so I can just get up in the morning and just pop the fruit and such in the blender and head out for the day. I got my snacks, I got bananas, I got apples. I'm gonna get grapes in the morning because I love grapes. They actually help my blood pressure. Fun fact. So I got my snacks, I got my grapes.
Ashley Lowe.
I'm feeling pretty good. The doctor said that one of my levels was it creatinine? I think it was creatinine. And she said that one. My bad. That was my bad, y'all. Technical difficulty. So I got my fruits for my snacks. I got my water to drink more water to get my kidney function back up. What she thinks, my doctor thinks, is one, I don't drink enough water, and then the blood pressure medications are diuretic. So the combination of the two don't go well together. So I need to up my water and intake and up my fruits and veggies, do my smoothies. I'm going to exercise in the morning before work now that I got myself back upstairs and my nephew has moved to the basement. So if I work out upstairs, he won't hear it. So that works out. Yeah, I'm gonna walk on my lunch break. I'm gonna do like 20 minutes. I only get 45 minutes for my lunch break. So if I do 20, then I can come back, kind of decompress a little bit, calm down, cool down, and then eat my lunch. That's the goal. So that's the plan. Like I said, 40 pounds or so. In the next few months, it's going to be daunting, but I think once I start exercising consistently, I think it'll start to come off pretty easily, I think. I just need to get a routine going. I haven't really had that with all facets together. So I got my protein, got my water, I got my veggies, got my lunch prepped. I'm going to do laundry today. I'm going to get everything done before 3 o'clock for the first game. And then I can coast into the rest of the day, just chill out and enjoy football and then, you know, go to bed. I'm looking forward to this. This Jill Scott concert in May is in Atlanta. I was supposed to see her in Atlanta a couple of times, and it just never came to fruition for a plethora of reasons. I'm really looking forward to this. I might be setting myself up for some extreme disappointment, but I'm trying to be hopeful. I'm trying to be really hopeful. I'll tell you people this because y'all won't tell anyone else. So, the drought is ridiculous. It's been a very long time since I've had an intimate partner. And it has its moments where it's easy to not dwell on. And there's other times where I'm like, what the crap? But without going into too many details, it's been a very long time. Between low self-esteem, being chubby, COVID, have you met men? There's that. So, you know, it's been a tough go. I don't like the word picky. I'm particular. I'm not one of those people that can just see someone and want to sleep with them. That's not kind of how I operate. Unless it's Jalen Hurts or Odell Beckham. I would have Jalen Hurts space. I can't have kids because I had a hysterectomy last year, but all three. He can get all three and twice on Sunday. God, that man. He's only like 24, 25, but he is old 70s. Oh, he is fine. He is just, whew. And OBJ, Odell's been fine. Been fine. Anywho, I spent the better part of my adult life pining for a handful of people, one person more so than others, but it did a number on my soul, on my spirit, on my weight, and the want to be with him in a relationship has waned due to time apart and his frequent shenanigans. But I still want to sleep with him because just to prove a point. I'm not even going to lie to you. Just to prove a point. I still care about him, but if he called me tomorrow and confessed his undying love, would I be interested? Possibly. But I'm not the obsessive person that I used to be about him, where I was texting him all the time, and yeah, it was bad. It was bad. But you know, I've grown. He has taken my heart and stomped on it numerous times, and somehow it still keeps takes a licking and keeps on ticking. So. So again, technical difficulties because my cat jumped on the damn microphone. So, like I said, it's been a while. It's been a while. It's been a drought. They thought it was a drought feature. It's true. I would like to end that this year. That's part of the losing weight part of this all because I don't feel comfortable in my body as it currently is constructed. So, we're going to try to make it better. This time last year, I was talking about addition by subtraction because I'd found out that I was going to need surgery or possibly surgery. And the fibroids that I had enlarged significantly. Actually, they doubled in size. So that was disconcerting. This year, Once and for all is the motto. Once and for all. I'm going to lose this weight once and for all. We're going to get it together this year. Now, whether the drought ends in May when we go see Jill Scott, I don't know. Would I like it to happen then? Maybe. Maybe. That would be nice. That would be really nice. That's the goal. That's the quiet, I haven't told anyone, I haven't said it out loud goal. If it happens, fantastic. If it doesn't happen, you know, what can you do? But I at least want to feel good in my body when I go to the concert. I've been looking at dresses to buy, like a gold dress. I bought a gold dress last year. I thought I'd be able to go somewhere with someone's son and, you know, get dressed up for my birthday. It didn't quite work out that way. So the two dresses I bought, one I only got to wear, and I got to wear that to my friend's funeral, which still breaks my heart. He's not here anymore. And the other one is still sitting in the closet. I don't want to wear that dress to see Joe Scott because it's a 3X, I think I bought, or a 2X. I can't remember. It's either a 3 or a 2. I'm going to go 3. I don't want to be a 3X come May. I don't want to even be close to a 3X come May. I don't be a 3X now. You think losing 40 pounds would be a significant change to your clothes, but it's not for me. I'm still wearing the same clothes I wore a year ago. So I would like to drop down, buy a cute dress. It's Atlanta in May. It'll be warm. The concert's at night. You know, a nice little dress with like a little shawl or a little jean jacket or something. You know, Jill's up there singing. She breaks out Crown Royal, you know, beverages. And you never know what could happen between two consenting adults. You know what I'm saying? So that's the goal. Don't tell anybody. Wish me luck. If, like I said, if it doesn't happen that weekend, I want to feel sexy. Just being in Atlanta, being at that concert. So that's a big part of this goal. At least that's the first goal. So to look moderately sexy for the Jill Scott concert and be down 40 to 50 pounds, give or take. And then the next goal after that is my 44th birthday. I haven't started planning anything or doing anything towards that. Just focus on this first goal. But the overall goal, I want to be, well, if I listen to myself, I could be down to like 190 by the time my birthday comes around. That's aggressive. That's like 80 pounds in 8 months. So that's an aggressive goal. But I mean, you know what I'm saying? I might be able to do it. I think I have the tools. I just need to not let my emotions dictate what I do. I just have to get laser focused and organize. I'm a procrastinator. I'm an emotional eater. I have a lot of trauma that I'm trying to work through. When I had my last mental breakdown in December, where I thought I wasn't going to be on this earth anymore, my primary care doctor and my therapist were both extremely worried that I would do something to myself, and they had every right to be worried. My primary care doctor, she doubled my dose of Zoloft. She recommended me to her friend who's a psychiatrist. Did I make an appointment to see him? No, not yet. But I will
I haven't talked to my therapist since December either. I'm just really just trying to get my head and my heart and everything just kind of in line, you know? Like I said, plus I was sick. I was sick last week, had some tummy problems, and then a couple weeks ago I was sick. Cold, I guess. It wasn't the flu, but, and it wasn't COVID, oddly enough. So that's what we got going on here. I'm better emotionally. I'm handling things better. I'm trying not to let things attack or hurt me personally. I'm trying not to take anything in. Negativity is like me confronting or me getting through negativity or negative situations. You know when you go into a public bathroom and you breathe normally and you catch a whiff of whatever has happened in there, and then you proceed to hold your breath so you don't smell anything? That's what I've been doing with negative things. My mom and my nephew, I love them, but they are literally the same person, minus dementia and HDD. I think they both have ADHD. But anywho, they conflict. They both have slick mouths. They both, I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. The end of last year, since my last podcast, until December 31st, the contention between the two of them was literally killing me. And I'm not exaggerating for effect. That's why I was so on the edge of losing it all in December, because they had just pissed me off and hurt. I've been doing so many things to make this transition work, and neither of them have, and it was pissing me off and was hurting my feelings that they weren't seeing, one, they weren't seeing what I was doing, two, they weren't appreciating what I was doing, three, they weren't helping. And it just got to me. It was eating at my soul. And I cried. I cried and I cried and I cried and I cried. And they just poked the bear. And I get my nephew's point of view and I try to help. And I get my mom's sort of point of view and I try to like de-escalate things. But she's hell-bent on making snide comments about him leaving this house every single time he opens his mouth or says anything. And I hate it. And she's messing up him. And she's messing up his relationship, because little does she know, or little does she realize, that she's losing her memory every day. We went to the grocery store yesterday. Spent $200, bought a bunch of food, bunch of meats. Had a nice time. We get home, put the food away, yada, yada, yada. Fast forward 6-7 hours. Chrissy, where do these Snickers come from in the freezer? Are they yours? No, I don't eat Snickers. Did you buy them for me? No, you bought them. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. No, I didn't. Yeah, you did. You bought them earlier today. We're at the grocery store. No, I didn't. We didn't go to no grocery store today. I ain't go nowhere today. Sure about that? Chrissy, I've been in this house all day. That was yesterday at 7 p.m. while I was eating my dinner. This woman completely forgot that we went to the grocery store, not 6 hours prior. Now, December of last year, me would have been crying because, you know, just to realize that quickly that that's gone. Me now is like, you know what? Woosah. Just inhale, exhale, breathe. Let her have it. You know what you did. There's a big receipt sitting under the table that shows that she bought it. But you know what? You know she doesn't remember things. There's no sense of arguing. Just let it go. And that's what I've been trying to do. But I hate the fact that they have this contentious relationship, because as witnessed from her mom having Alzheimer's, This shit goes fast. One minute, we were at my uncle's funeral in 91. Or 90, I'm sorry. And she was like, he ain't gonna call me no more. My baby's gone. That broke my heart. To fast forward a few years later, and she doesn't remember people. And by the time I got to college, or by the time I got to sophomore year in college, junior year in college, my bad, she was gone.